Located in Central Saanich, 26 years in business, five-star paving and interlocking brick are on the air with us today on Talk to the Experts. Going to be talking to Sean and James McNulty. They've been hanging around the stones and putting in the paving since they were little kids. Their grandfather, their dad, involved in this business for the 26 years. And they are, if there is a company in this town that you can call top professionals, they know their business. They've been around the game for a long time, and they do one heck of a job. I remember when I was living out in Central Saanich, I'd drive by their establishment on a regular basis, and they've been doing a lot of very good work, and they've worked on some very big projects in and around the greater Victoria for some time. Also, they're very, very conscious of their community. They've done trucks for charity. They've been involved in a lot of charitable work with the Cridge and a lot of other areas as well. We're going to talk about some of that today. Gentlemen, good to have you in the studio and welcome to Talk to the Experts.
Thanks for having us, Terry.
Let's get a feel about this business. I mean, this business has been around now for 26 years. You guys got involved when you were youngsters. Sean, you start the ball rolling on this one. Go ahead.
Well, yes, the company started in 1981. It was my grandpa, dad, and uncle. And they actually started by going door to door, just knocking on doors, saying, hey, you want us to pave your driveway, and then renting trucks and bringing it in that day and paving it out that day. And from that humble beginnings, it's now grown into a company with about 30 employees.
Man.
We have a yard out in Keating Crossroad, about 20 trucks and graders and all sorts of equipment. So it's quite a great success story from real humble beginnings to a real solid local business.
Now, listen, James, for a guy who's a layman here, just give me some education on this. Now, do you manufacture your own products as well? Do you make your own stones and do some of your own stuff?
No, we don't actually manufacture any of the products. We just do in the installation. So we buy from local vendors.
So the local guys are around. So you've got this is a double barrel sword here when it comes to the overall economy. You get the jobs, you put the work in, and local people supply you with product as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this business has changed a great deal from technique and product over the last several years. I can recall the days when people said, oh gosh, a stone driveway, let's get in the concrete bricks and get that in. Those things are still going on, but there's been a lot of different techniques and a lot of different products that have been brought into the market now. How have you seen the changes, even with the length of time that you've been working with the family company? Who wants to start on that one?
You want to tackle that,
James? Yeah, I'll tackle that one. Basically, what I've seen is a lot more recycling and a lot more environmentally conscious building going on.
Good.
Yeah. So that's inspiring, like RAP, recycled asphalt product.
Yeah.
A lot of people are opposed to asphalt because it's an oil-based product.
Right.
But it's one of the most recycled things we got out there in the construction world. 80% of some asphalt that we can purchase and put in your driveway will be recycled.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you see guys tearing up an old chunk of asphalt somewhere. Don't think that this stuff is going to go into some kind of a landfill. It can actually be recycled and used on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got your interlocking paving stones where you can lift the same paving stones, reinstall those after doing the base repairs, right? So it's just you're seeing a lot more advancing towards just the green side of the world.
You know, one of the things I noticed, if you go down along the gorge and you're going up by Dockside Green, you get down over, like we live over in that area now, and as you go down along that side, you'll see sections of a walking path for pedestrians. What they've done is they poured, whether it's asphalt or concrete, and then they put stamping in it so it looks like stone.
Yeah.
And a lot of driveways are being done that way, and patios are being done that way now. Is that a major change within the industry itself?
The asphalt stamping is becoming more popular. It's been around for quite a while.
Yeah.
And same with the concrete stamping, but it's just becoming, I guess, modernized and more popular. People want that brick look, but they don't necessarily want to pay the cost of it.
One of the things I want to do today with the program, I want to open the phone lines and let the listeners get in on this, because there's a lot of people contemplating, you know, whether they should I put in a stone? Should I redo asphalt the driveway? They got this, da-da-da-da-da-da. People also may not understand as to whether or not it actually increases the price of your piece of property. Now, we know on average in the Greater Victoria area that a single family dwelling is about $500+, okay? Mm-hmm. $500,000+. Give me your take on that and how you see that, Sean, when it comes to the whole picture about whether it actually increases the price of your property, and what can you tell our listener?
Well, in fact, that's one of the main recommendations I make to people if they're looking to sell a house. We get a lot of people who are looking to renovate a house and then put it on the market, or, you know, want to put a new driveway in before they put it on the market. And that, is one of the best ways to add value to your house. You'll definitely get more than a one-to-one return on putting in that driveway. The evidence of that is available on our website, 5starpaving.com. Right. We have before and after pictures.
Right.
And one thing you have to remember, too, is that if you don't get the people in the front door, then how are they going to see the rest of the house? People
exactly.
talk about paying for kitchens and bathrooms, and those are all great.
Yeah.
But you got to have that street appeal, and that's what you get from...
And that's the key.
Yeah, and that is the key. And
street appeal.
You get that from asphalt, interlocking brick especially. It's very customizable. Yeah. There's all sorts of different patterns and colors. You can really match it to the color scheme in your house. And then, like my brother was talking about, stamped concrete and concrete. There's just... If you're looking to move a house quick on the market, or you're looking to get top dollar for your house, you have to have a top quality entrance, and that's something that Five Star Paving
can
deliver.
And you really hit the nail on the head when you talked about the street appeal. It's as important to have a great looking driveway, sidewalk, etc., as it is to make sure your lawn's cut and the place looks nice when you're approaching the house. As much as you vacuum and you clean inside, but certainly that first impression really does count.
Oh yeah,
you drive around, you see houses for sale, and the first thing you look at, it might be a very nice house, but if you got a lousy looking driveway and the thing is all chopped up that's got holes in it, I would move in there. Yeah. And that's the way people feel.
And frankly, it even surprises me, and I'm sure James is surprised sometimes, when we look at our own before and afters, because it's just such an amazing difference. You look at, I just did a recent job down on Reed Street, or I guess it would have been last year, but it was unbelievable where you looked at the houses before and they looked like, no offense to the homeowners, but it looked terrible, right? Yeah. And you look at it after, and it looks like you're in the uplands or something like that.
Absolutely.
It looked fantastic.
So. Give me an idea about that. When people talk about driveways and they want to put something in, I mean, people always are looking at costs. And we're not going to get into costs today, but we know that you guys are more than competitive. But the issue is, in an area where we got a lot of water, and there's a lot of moisture here, as we all know, and you look at this, and expansion and contraction, we get a lot in the prairies, if you got the heavy winters, that's a different ballgame. But here, with the water and so on, does it matter whether we're talking about paving stones? Does it matter whether we're talking about asphalt? Are there preferences in this area that people think are better than others?
Generally, we don't get the ground frost, and that's when you see that kind of heaving and breaking of concrete.
Right.
So in Victoria, since we have quite a mild climate, the biggest thing you get is when you get those heavy rainfalls.
Right.
If you have, let's say, a clay base or just a non-structural base under your driveway, then you'll start to see the heaving because that ground gets saturated and it just can't take the weight load.
Right.
Yeah.
Give me an idea from your point of view, like when a client calls and said, look, I want you guys to come out and take a look at my property. And give me an idea as to what it's going to cost to do it. Do you charge for that?
No, that's free. We come out there for free. We're out all day doing
estimates. Free
estimates? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You bet.
And you work hand-in-hand, too, with, let's say, with the house contractor or anybody like that?
Love to.
General contractor.
And
the city, too. In fact, we have a lot
of... city work, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of experience working with the City of Victoria, Municipality of Saanich, Municipality of Central Saanich, of course.
Right, sure.
And so if you're tackling a project on your house, we can work with either your general contractor or whoever you've hired in that capacity, and also bridge the gap between you and the municipality and the city.
Let me ask you another thing then. If a person puts in, let's say they put in a stone driveway or they put in a concrete driveway or whatever, do you also work with them, with a contractor, to make sure that what you're going to be doing, if they want to match from the driveway into the stairs going into the home and that sort of thing, do you do that kind of work?
Love to. Yeah, we love to get out there and design get some ideas flowing, right? We got a ton going on in our head because we've seen a lot. So
yeah. But you do patios too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you do all kinds of, like, people that want these really nice barbecue pits and all that kind of stuff. You could do all that kind of work?
Oh, yeah.
All
retaining walls, the whole thing.
The whole schmear, as they say.
We've gone over and we send a lot of our guys over to actually do something. It's called the ICPI. It's Interlocking Concrete Paving Institute.
Yeah.
And we become certified installers, so we learn how to do all those things from the manufacturers properly so that they last.
All right. Now, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the phone lines for you. Here's the telephone number, 386-1161, *107, and your TELUS and your Rogers Wireless. You can also email your questions to talk@cfax1070.com. I'll give you the phone number again, 386-1161, *107 on your TELUS, on your Rogers Wireless, and you can also email us, talk@cfax1070.com. Now, we're going to sweeten the pot for you a little bit here, okay? We're also going to give away, during the course of the balance of this hour, we're going to give away a free pass to Island View Golf Center. You're going to get the availability of 10 buckets that you can go and just whack them as far as you possibly can, okay? We're going to do that. We're also going to give away a pass for two to the spring opening of their mini golf course at Island View as well. So all you have to do is get on the phone line and ask any questions of our friends Sean and James McNulty. They're with Five Star Paving, and if you want to find out what it's going to cost and the things that you want to do around your home, and you want to find out more about doing some paving, doing some brickwork, doing some stonework, the things you want to know what's going on and how important it's going to be for you, some problems you may be having with your driveway, you want to put in a patio, you want to put in a whole barbecue fixture, get on the line, participate in the program, and we'll give you a chance to win these two great golf passes courtesy of the people over at Five Star Paving. We'll be back in just a moment as we continue here on Talk to the Experts.
Hi, I'm Sean McNulty with Five Star Paving and Interlocking Brick, the number one paving, concrete, and interlocking brick company on the Lower Island. We are competitively priced, offering first-class service and a top-quality finished product. In fact, at Five Star Paving, we guarantee all our work for 2 years. Book a free estimate for your project today. Call 250-544-4994 or visit fivestarpaving.com. Five Star Paving and Interlocking Brick, family-owned and operated since 1981.
The Save On More Sky High Points event is back. All this week, spend $200 or more at Save On Foods, and you'll get 5,000 Save On More points. That means more points, more destinations, and more free rewards for the whole family. Check out the rewards catalog online today at saveonmore.com. Don't miss the Save On More Sky High Points event. Save On Foods and more.
Grab your camera and bring the family. It's time to be a tourist in your own hometown. March 3rd to 7th, have a blast with freebies and discounts at dozens of local attractions and businesses, valued at $500. Tickets are $10.50. Take a tour of A Vancouver Island at CFAX 1070. You can even win prizes. Be a tourist in your own hometown. Some places have all the fun. For tickets and more information, visit attractionsvictoria.com or call 953-2033. Proudly sponsored by CFAX 1070.
Imagine your ultimate dream kitchen. Exquisite granite countertops, furniture-grade cabinets and drawers that glide silently. High-tech appliances and an island where family gathers.
Your dream can become a reality at Urbana, designers of fine kitchens. The Urbana showroom displays eco-friendly materials and the latest finishing techniques. Their caring and thoughtful design team can put together all the elements required to create your ultimate dream kitchen. Urbana, uniquely yours. 1745 Blanchard. Urbana.
Sean and James McNulty are here from Five Star Paving, and if you want to get to their website, it is fivestarpaving.com. Go in there and check out a lot of things. Get on the phone line right now, though, at 386-1161, star 1070 on your TELUS and your Rogers Wireless, or email your questions to talk at cfax1070.com, because if you participate in the program today, we are giving away from the people over at Island View Golf Center a free pass for you to go out there and hit some balls. Got 10 buckets for you, and also there'll be a pass for two for the spring opening of their mini golf course as well, so you can go in there and practice as much as you possibly want. All you have to do is be participating in the program, asking any questions of our guests as to the things you need to know before you put in a patio, before you do any paving, and the things you need to get done around your house, because they do it all. They'll do sidewalks for you, they do driveways, they'll do patios, they'll do all kinds of things, but you have to be participating in the program and asking questions of Sean and also James McNulty. Business has been around here for 26 years. Grandfather started it. Their dad's been involved. These two guys have been going at it since they were teenagers. They're young guys right now, but they do a lot of that, a lot of the heavy work now. I guess we could say you're doing the heavy lifting, eh?
I suppose.
Okay.
So the guys in the crew are doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Okay, well, the guys in the crew are doing the heavy lifting. Let's talk a little bit about what's able to be done now when we talk about the, let's say a person wants to put in a patio. There's always the ground problems around here with all the water, and you talked about clay and sand. You got to lay the base and all that kind of stuff. Give us an idea about a typical kind of a patio that you could install now to give people the kind of color and the kind of look that they want.
Yeah. Well, what's really interesting about our jobs is that there isn't really anything typical about it. Every job site's totally different. Some have good access, some have bad access, yep. Some have a clay base, some have a gravel base.
Yeah.
one of the things that really sets us apart in terms of doing patios is we are actually set up to have the machinery and wherewithal to do them properly. We actually have a little mini excavator. It's about 3 feet wide.
Right.
We can get it right into a backyard, and so we can dig out a whole backyard by machine rather than trying to dig it out by hand. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And that allows us to do it a lot more cost-effectively.
So you get down to the base and get in the sand, do all the stamping, and get it all ready to go.
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You really have to apply. You really have to take each house as a separate job, because they all have different color schemes. It depends what type of foliage is around there, and that really depends on what kind of colors you use and what kind of pattern you use in the brick or stamped into the concrete.
Well, listen, you got a good reputation in this area. You've been doing a lot of work. I know that you've been doing a lot of charity work as well. You've done a lot of work for the Cridge and so on, and the Trucks for Charity and all. But give me an idea from a warranty point of view. A person gets a job done. What kind of warranty do you give the homeowner and what you stand behind?
2 years.
Two years
workmanship material.
Very good.
Yep.
Yeah, that's darn good. And you got tell me a little bit about your staff, about the experience that they've got.
Well, we've got my uncle, who's actually our paving foreman.
Yes.
And our dad, who's the manager of the company.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
And they've got the 26 years experience behind them. I think Craig was in the paving work.
Doing it before. I mean, these guys are like the world's best. Like, I know, I'm talking. These guys are like.
It's your company. Like, Why not talk about it?
Ahead.
There's
nothing
wrong with that.
Me and my brother both seen a lot of asphalt crews out there. And I'll tell you, like, my uncle, you'll never see a better guy on the paver.
Yeah.
And my dad, you'll never see a better guy who can set up a job site better.
Hey, Daddy, listen, are you giving these guys a bonus? Is that what's going on? Okay.
But yeah, we're talking about, you get that when you choose Five-Star. And then you also get me and my brother, who've been working in the business since we were kids. And we our secretary, Sue's been there for, I think, 13 years.
So you got a lot of really good, strong knowledge and a lot of history.
You're getting a lot of expert advice. You're tapping into a huge knowledge base, and that's something you're not going to get with any other company on the island.
Go ahead.
The difference is in the details, and there's no one that pays more attention to those details than the people that, like, we live here. And we want to have all that, like, everything perfect for you, right?
Well, you sure don't want to have a company come in that's just going to dig a hole, throw something in, and say, thank you, guys, give me my money, and walk out the door.
Exactly.
Because that's happened before.
Yeah.
And you know?
We live here in the community, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to be walking into your store, so.
Absolutely. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Let's get to, Sharon, go ahead, please, to Five Star Paving.
Hi, I've just got a couple of quick questions. One is, we've got our yard is all cement. And over the years, it's like 25 years old, and over the years, it's kind of got pitted with, you know, putting salt down for the snow and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Is there any way to fix that? And the other half of the question is, if I wanted to go with something different, like interlocking something, does that cement have to come out, or do you just go over top of it?
We would have to see the cement first to know what kind of grades you have going back towards any door jams or anything like that, because to put pavers on top, you're going to need a minimum of about 3 inches of clearance.
Okay, there's nothing against doors.
Oh, then it would be something we could come look at and then give you the advice once we've seen it. But there is overlays. You can do overlays with pavers and asphalt. You can't really do an overlay with concrete. Some people do it. We find that it doesn't work that well, so we tend to avoid it.
Okay. Well, we just have to call and somebody would come out and give us an idea?
Yeah, give us a call down at the office and they'll send one of us out there and we can take a look at it and provide you a free estimate.
Give her the phone number.
250-544-4994.
4994.
Or you can log onto our website, fivestarpaving.com, and request an estimate on there.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for your call. Yeah, good questions. All right, let's take another call here. Let's get to Dave. Dave, go ahead, please, to Five Star Paving to Sean and James McNulty.
Oh, I guess this is a question for either Sean or James, I guess. If I was pricing asphalt, how much is it going to cost me per square meter or per square feet, and how thick would it be?
Well, Dave, It really depends. Your thickness are you talking about a standard driveway application here, Dave?
In actual fact, I'm talking about 700 feet of driveway.
Okay. Well, you'd be 2 inches thick. But in terms of a square foot or a unit price or just a standard price for a 700 square foot driveway, you really can't do that without seeing it. And the reason why is because there's so many variables in terms of access, in terms of your sub-base material, in terms of the condition of your existing driveway. So it would have to be something for us to see to give you a price on it.
But, sounds fair to me, right?
Yeah, I could give you a range. Like, you'd be between $2 to $5, somewhere around there, James, maybe $2 to $7.
$2 to $5 per what?
Per square foot.
Yeah, per square foot.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty big range.
That's a huge range. So, you can be varying pretty wide.
That's what we're talking about with every job being different is that you go into sub jobs and it's really straightforward. You're just putting a layer of asphalt on top of an existing asphalt driveway. There's a good sub base and, you know, it's $2 to $3 a square foot. Or if it's on, you're on a clay sub base, you're doing a 12-inch dig and putting a geotextile cloth in or something like that, all of a sudden you're up to $7 a square foot.
Because you've got to truck material in and got to lay a base down. I'm talking new construction.
Yeah, exactly. And like the thing with the driveway, right, that's going to last you, 15 to 25 years, 30 years. So you want to do it once and you want to do it right.
Let me ask you a question. But Dave, what shape is your driveway in right now, or is this brand new?
Blast.
It's blasted rock.
Blasted rock. Yeah. Okay. All right. So when you go into blasted rock and he's got that kind of base in there, is that a good thing to put in with asphalt?
That's an excellent base. Blasted rock. When you get in there, we bring in some fairly major compaction equipment, 1,000-pound diesel plate tamps, rollers.
Yeah.
We start bringing that stuff in 2, 3, 4-inch lifts and compacting it, grading it, compacting it, and you just get a quality product that lasts.
So you're ready.
Here I've got one more quick question. Another question. Okay, if I was to put wrap over top of it before I laid asphalt on it.
Yep.
And travel equipment up and down, is that a good process?
That's a great process. Wrap is a really, really good recycled product that you can get down at a lot of our local
hang on, you pros here. Also, we got a pro on the phone. what are they talking about wrap? I know what a wrap is when it comes to a sandwich. What are we talking about?
Recycled asphalt product.
Okay, all right, good. Now, see? That's good. Now I know.
What they do is when we dump asphalt down at Lehigh or someone like that, they actually break it up into 3/4-inch pieces, and then you can take that to a driveway, reuse that asphalt as a base.
All right, good.
And what it does is it gets a bit more compaction than just a regular gravel because it's still got some of the oils and characteristics of asphalt.
I got you.
It's just not a hot mix product.
Okay, excellent. Okay, good questions, Dave. Thanks for the call.
All right, cheerio.
All right, thank you very much. And you're in the running for the prizes as well. If you've just joined us, we're talking to Five Star Paving. Sean and James McNulty in the studio from Five Star, been around the business now for 26 years. They are one of the top people in Vancouver Island, probably one of the tops in the province. They've done a lot of work in this area for 26 years now, and they really know what they're talking about when it comes to interlocking bricks and asphalt paving and doing your driveway, doing your patios, doing sidewalks, whatever you need to do. Tell us a little bit about the truck for charity. What did you do in there?
The National Hunger Day. We partnered up with the Mustard Seed Food Bank, and we just did a corporate fundraiser, went around a lot of the local businesses here and just tried to raise some money for some canned goods.
How'd you do?
We did really well. I think we raised around $3,000, $4,000 for it.
Not bad. Yeah. And also you've been involved with the Cridge project too.
Yeah, that was another project we took on, and we did a lot of the work there, gave a lot back in charity for the donations to the Cridge.
All right. Telephone number is 386-1161, *1070 on your TELUS and on your Rogers Wireless. You can also email your questions to talk@cfax1070.com. If you're going to email, make sure you put your name and your telephone number on the email so you're in the running for the prizes we are giving away today. We've got a pass for you to go out and slam some balls over the Island View Golf Center. That's just down there off the Pat Bay Highway, just up on East Sandwich Road. And also a pass for two to the spring opening of their new mini golf course that they're putting together. So you got a chance to go and play a little bit of mini golf as well, so that two of you can go down there, and we'll also give you a chance to go and hit some balls before you get on the course, all right? So we'll be back in just a moment as we continue with your questions for Five Star Paving for Sean and James McNulty. Give us a call at 386-1161, *1070 on your TELUS and your Rogers Wireless. Anything you need to know about the paving for your home, whether it's a driveway, whether it's a sidewalk, whether you're putting in a patio, you want to get an idea of the kind of things you can do. If you're living in areas where you think you may have some rather dicey situations, can they handle that? Hey, listen, these people can handle a lot of stuff, so give them a call. Ask any questions you want about what's going on when it comes to paving and stonework and all the things that are necessary for you and your home. Back in a moment here on Talk to the Experts.
Hi, I'm Sean McNulty with Five Star Paving and Interlocking Brick, the number one paving, concrete, and interlocking brick company on the Lower Island. We are competitively priced, offering first-class service and a top-quality finished product. In fact, at Five Star Paving, we guarantee all our work for 2 years. Book a free estimate for your project today. Call 250-544-4994 or visit fivestarpaving.com. Five Star Paving and Interlocking Brick, family owned and operated since 1981.
Are you over the age of 50? Celebrate Embrace Aging Month at the 50 Plus Active Living Celebration, presented by Senior Living Magazine. Enjoy an exciting day of entertainment with music, dance groups, and motivational speaker Vic Lindahl. Be inspired by over 100 exhibits showcasing artists, hobby groups, authors, businesses, and many others. Enter to win a trip for two to Alaska, courtesy of Cruise Holiday Pacific. Admission by donation. The 50 Plus Active Living Celebration, Friday, March 5th, 10 till 4 at Perks Rec Center.
Come find a world of experiences all in one place, Cadbro Bay Village.
Enjoy the tasty traditional pub fare at Smuggler's Cove Pub, where you'll always get a well-priced meal. And conveniently, there's a well-stocked beer, wine, and spirits store right next door.
Pepper's Foods is your store for locally grown produce, a wide range of organic products, fresh fish, marvelous meats, and more. You can also pick up lunch and go for a stroll on the beach.
Visit Cadbro Bay Village today, the friendliest little village in Victoria.
Telephone numbers 386-1161, star 1070 in your Telesign, your Rogers Wireless. You can also email us talk at cfax1070.com with your questions for Sean and James McNulty from Five Star Paving. Been around this area for 26 years, from their grandfather to their dad. Now they're in the business as well. Their uncle's in the business. They got 30 people on staff, and they do a really great job. They give you a two-year warranty on the job as well. That covers all the, covers all the product and
the workmanship.
And all the workmanship
you
as
bet.
Well.
Yep.
And listen, they've already done some very interesting marquee projects as well. Let's talk about Fisherman's Wharf.
That was one of my projects.
That was one of yours.
We redid the Superior Street entrance on there.
Yeah.
So what we did is we went in there, we dug out, I think, like 12 inches of base in some places, removed some electrical conduits,
right.
We put in some real nice curb work, some asphalt work, working with the City of Victoria and the Harbor Authority there.
That was down at Fisherman's?
Down at Fisherman's, yeah.
Okay, listen, you've also done some very, very interesting, you know, just we don't talk about where these houses are, but you've done some really interesting major projects for people that live in some very, very nice houses down on the waterfront and so on.
Yep.
You deal commercially as well as privately as well with residents and with businesses, correct?
Yes, yep.
Okay, when you put in some of these projects, and this is something I've always wondered, concrete today is not the same kind of concrete that I can recall, let's say, 30 years ago. The stuff sets up faster. You got a whole different kind of chemistry going on in there. What's the story on some of these kind of concretes that you've got available?
Well, now concrete's just a lot more of a precise practice. It's all the batch plants are controlled by computers, so your air and water mixtures and everything like that.
Yeah.
Are controlled by a computer, and so it's just a lot more accurate, right?
Not the old days where you could take a shovel of this and put in the lime and through it. That doesn't happen anymore.
We don't do that anymore, no.
No, we
get all of our mix structurally.
Okay.
And the other thing is that you have a lot of chemicals you can put in, accelerators, decelerators, hot
right.
water, cold water. So it's
yeah.
it's just a lot more advanced science, I'd say.
And you can also shape things a lot differently today than you could back in those days, too.
Yeah, what we've got now is we've got coloring products.
You
can put on top of the concrete, you can put in the concrete. You've got stamps that we can come along and we can stamp a pattern into that top of that concrete.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys do pools at all?
No.
You haven't got into that yet?
We could do the patio
around
it. Yeah,
do the patio
yeah.
around
yeah,
it. Yeah.
But into the actual, I mean, I suppose we could. We haven't yet.
Yeah, we haven't yet.
Hey, maybe after this program.
There
we'll
you go.
Okay.
I think you might have an idea there, Terry.
But you can do all the patio areas in around a, let's say, a pool area, or a person wants to put in a really fabulous barbecue. I mean, you know, Mike Black and I know each other pretty well down at the
Capital Iron.
And he's put in a really nice, down at his company down there, a whole series of barbecues. And I worked in there a couple of years ago for a charity. But the point is that you can put in now almost a patio that's almost like, well, it's a full kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If
yep.
you got the money to do it, you can put in the great big barbecues, the refrigerators, the whole nine yards, and put it in there.
Oh, yeah. And then you get back to your point about adding value to your property.
Yeah.
I mean, you pop in a patio like that, you better believe you're going to get a return on your dollar investment there.
Let's take a couple of phone calls here. Let's get to a call here from, is this Julia? Julia, go ahead, please, to Five Star Paving.
Oh, hi. I have about a 300-foot, square-foot wooden deck that needs to get ripped out, but it's 2.5 feet off the ground, so I'm wondering if I can have a concrete deck.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, you can. What we'd have to do is we'd have to come look at the grades around it, but we could remove that deck and install, like, a concrete poured wall or even use, like, an Allen block or garden wallscape product to bring that grade up, and we could just put some stairs leading down to your yard if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, you could do it either way. You could either build up to where your current deck height is now, Julia, or you could put in a set of steps, then have the steps come down to a patio that's at your current backyard or front yard grade.
Okay, probably I don't want the steps because I just find that tricky when you're going down with trays and things.
Yep.
So I like that it goes right out the doors. But what there is under there, I've looked under that deck, that 2.5 foot space, and there's a rock wall there. Mm-hmm. But my husband assures me when he ripped out boards a few years ago that that's all filled with sand. It's not like a concrete pad. I was hoping it was but maybe that would be worse. I don't know.
We'd have to take a look at something like that.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to picture it over the phone.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture it. But, yeah.
Another option actually that they have now is the hydropressed slabs, and they're about 1 5/8 inch thick. And what we do is we put those on pedestals on the wood frame of the deck.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the look of a interlocking paving deck without having to do all that removal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's an Allen wall?
Allen block wall?
An Allen block wall.
It's just like a precast concrete stone, and it's just like a wall stone. You kind of see them at some houses along the side of the driveway and everything like that.
Yeah, they're very decorative. Like you have your concrete retaining wall, which is just a flat concrete, you know, whitish grayish wall, and then you have your
garden wallscapes, which are the textured stones that we put, like they're blocks.
You can also color them too, can't you? Can you get them colored?
Blocks. Yeah, you can get them colored. You can get them in a sandstone or
Blocks colored.
Yeah,
you couldn't color the actual blocks, but they do come in different colors. Yeah.
You can do that as well.
Yeah. And there's also a mortar rock wall. I mean, if we're talking about rock walls, that you could do, and you see those where you have the boulders with the mortar in between them.
Yeah,
have you seen those, Julie?
And if you build something, let's say for Julia, and you put in, let's say, a patio, you also take care of drainage areas and do all that kind of stuff too, to allow for any kind of water runoff.
Definitely.
Drainage is key.
We need that. That's a really big key.
Drainage is key. If you don't have proper drainage, especially here in Victoria, you're just looking for problems.
Have you got a lot of trees around your property, Julia?
Well, yeah, tons, oaks, firs, everything, and big drainage problems.
Yeah,
so.
And do you get a lot of wind in your area as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another thing too. You have drains get clogged with all kinds of stuff, but you can also you allow for that, and you can put in barriers that'll stop a lot of that stuff from clogging, right?
Or if you use your 1x1 catch basin, it has actually a catchment area.
Oh,
so
you just pick it up. And
you
take
just
it
pick
out.
It up. You just got to clean it out maybe once a year, once every 2 years, and
they will not come and sweep it for you though after a windstorm. Okay.
Well, you never know, Julia. I mean, maybe we will. It's really nice guys, right?
Definitely having
listen, put the right deal together. You never can tell.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And good luck on the draws at the top of the hour. Let's take another call here. Let's get to Ted. Ted, are you there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a good question for your guests.
Yeah, sure.
Living in Victoria, we grow moss better than most parts.
Oh, boy.
There you go. Yeah.
You get that? Yep.
I've got a lot of interlocking brick that's been down about 15 years. What do you do to stop the moss from growing in between the brick?
It's a $1 million question. Moss is just an unstoppable force of nature. What we tend to do is we use hot water, soap, and vinegar mixed together in a pail with a stiff brush broom, and that actually helps clean the brick a little bit and kill the moss that's in there.
What about copper sulfate solution? Have you tried that?
Could damage the finish on the brick and the color.
Okay. Have you got a colored brick in there?
Do you have somebody that comes out and does that, or are you telling me I got to do it myself?
We can come out and power wash your brick. It's recommended every couple years you have someone come power wash out the brick and reinstall the joining material, and that helps prevent weed growth. There's also the option of sealing your pavers, which we can offer.
That's a good idea.
There's about a 2 week period in the summer where you can do that, just because it's very moisture can damage the sealer, and it can give it a bad finish. So
it needs that length of time to cure.
It just can't be moist.
There can't be any
moisture on that brick. If we put sealer on top of that moisture, it'll cause the sealer to flake.
Okay. All right.
That's good. I'll give your office a call.
Okay. Thanks. Have you got the number?
I'll get it.
Okay. 250-544-4994. Is that correct?
That's it.
That's
okay.
it.
Thank you
Thanks.
For your, thank you very much for your call. 250-544-4994 for 5-Star Paving, okay? You can also go to the website, which is 5starpaving.com. Listen, talk to me a little bit about when they use the term interlocking brick. How does it work, and how is it laid in? Who wants to pick up?
Well, you have a fairly similar base as you would in a concrete or an asphalt driveway, where you excavate down whatever the site requires, and then you put in your 3/4 inch road base gravel, right?
Yeah.
The difference with brick is then what you do is you put in a layer of bedding sand, which is 1 to 2 inches thick, which is just sand leveled out or screeded out to imitate what the final surface of the brick will look like, and then you set the brick in this bedding sand. And in terms of how you lay it, you do the drop and click method, It depends on what type of pattern you're using, but essentially then you just lay in the bricks as you're laying in the pattern. And And when you come up to the border of the brick, then you take a cutoff saw or a wet saw and you cut it into to fit into the area you're laying into.
Okay.
And our interlock comes from when you lay the bricks in and they're all interconnected and you got the border and you got the restraint
yeah,
in,
yeah.
The interlocking actually comes from we spread sand on top
yeah.
and then we run a vibratory plate compactor over top of those bricks and that brings the sand.
Or you tamp it down a bit.
Yeah, we tamp okay. that down and that yeah. brings the sand from under it into the bottom of the pavers and the sand from the top into it.
Okay.
And that creates that strong interlock.
Now, do you have to lay sand over the top when it's finished and then just brush it in?
Yeah, we call that joining sand. It's
joining
an extremely
sand, eh?
Fine sand,
right.
And that gets right into those cracks, and we run that compaction.
Fills that right in.
And it fills those cracks so that there's that 2-inch paver, and those cracks are just totally filled with sand at
and
the top.
And they also have they have a tendency as the time goes on, they kind of compact and almost get very, very hard in there. And they're not waterproof, but they certainly shed water very quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, only about 5% of the water on a regular brick driveway will permeate through it.
Really?
Yeah.
95%
good,
solid,
eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
And there are products out there now.
Yeah, there is AquaPave and SF Rima and other products that are permeable pavers, which are actually very, very, very getting more and more popular now, especially with the environmental movement and also with the cities and municipalities increased concerned with dealing with runoff water and the infrastructure aging and things like that. There is systems you can put in that the water actually does flow through, but on your standard interlocking brick driveway, it is only a 5%.
One of our callers phoned in earlier, and I should have raised the point at that time, but I didn't. And let's pick up on it now. They talked about that there's salt damage on their asphalt and on their driveway. When we get a freeze, and we've been very lucky this year, of course, it depends on whether you're working for Vanock or not, but we've been very lucky this year. We haven't used a great deal of salt anywhere. But when you do throw salt down on your sidewalk or you throw it down in your driveway and so on, maybe even on your porch to move some of that stuff that gets really, really hard to deal with, how much damage does salt do to a poor, let's say, aggregate stone or concrete, asphalt, whatever it may be?
Well, the salt will do a lot more damage to concrete than it will to asphalt.
It will.
Yeah, and it's due to the inherent natures in asphalt, because asphalt's an oil-based product and concrete isn't. And so if you're putting salt on concrete, you'll end up with a lot of pitting and things like that. It'll still do some damage. Like salt's never going to be good to put on your driveway. But it will do a lot less damage to asphalt than it will to concrete.
Do you also do stairs for people in homes? Let's say a person lives on a slope and they want really nice cement or stone stairs going down to a lower level. Can you put that together for
them
as
well? Yes, we can. It'll be a great example of that at Island View. We're going to be doing a very large set of stairs there. So
up at the
new
driving range.
We're building a mini golf there, and so we have we're going to be doing a lot of brick work around there, and like James was saying,
like really impressive set of stairs.
Yeah, it's going to be
fantastic.
Very impressive.
Gee, nothing stops you guys. Nope. We'll be back in just a moment as we continue with Five Star Paving, as we're continuing with Sean McNulty and James McNulty. You want to contact them at any time, here's the telephone number. It is 250-544-4994. They do free estimates for you. They'll come out to your place. They'll take a look at it and tell you what it's going to cost you to get a job done. Every job, obviously, is individual, and they'll tell you what they think can be done, and they'll give you some suggestions as well. You can also go to their website, which is www.5starpaving.com. They're located here in the Greater Victoria area, as a matter of fact, just off of Keating Crossroad in Central Saanich. Be back with the two of them and you in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Sean McNulty with Five Star Paving and Interlocking Brick, the number one paving, concrete, and interlocking brick company on the Lower Island. We are competitively priced, offering first-class service and a top-quality finished product. In fact, at Five Star Paving, we guarantee all our work for 2 years. Book a free estimate for your project today. Call 250-544-4994 or visit 5starpaving.com. 5 Star Paving and Interlocking Brick. Family owned and operated since 1981.
My name is Sam Garnett. I was a member of the Royal Canadian Air Force. My skipper, he's 94 years of age. I visited him one day and I started talking about things we did and so on. And his children said, "Dad, why didn't you tell us about that?"
Share your World War II stories and memorabilia with the Memory Project Stories of the Second World War. Thursday, March 4th, 10 till 2 at the Royal BC Museum. Visit thememoryproject.com or call 1-866-701-1867.
Their way every day. Fairway Market shops the world for tastier than ever money saver values, like imported number one tender asparagus, just $1.68 a pound. BC grown twin pack whole fresh grade A frying chicken is Best Buy priced at $1.78 a pound. Great taste from around the globe and fresher than ever choices. That's Fairway Market. Proud to be local.
Fairway, every day. Fairway Market.
When you want a brighter smile, there's no better time than today.
Today's Dental Center.
A full range of expert care for your family, laser treatments, cosmetic work, smile makeovers, and 1 hour power whitening. And with easy credit card terms, you get the treatment you want today while putting off payments till later.
Today's Dental Center.
1625 Oak Bay Avenue near McGregor. Call 382-5233. That's 382-5233.
Today's Dental Center.
If your smile isn't becoming to you, you should be coming to Today's Dental Center.
Okay, let's return now to our discussion here on Talk to the Experts with Sean and James McNulty, a five-star paving and interlocking brick. Been around for 26 years up there in Keating Crossroads. You can call them at 544-4994. Go to their website, which is fivestarpaving.com. Okay, one star, two star, three star. Why five star? Who named it Five Star Paving?
Because we're the best, Terry. That's why.
Well, we understand that. Okay. Five diamonds, five stars.
There you go.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. Well, let me put it this way. If there was an Olympics for concrete, asphalt, and interlocking brick, five star would take gold.
You'd be five gold.
It would be five gold. Okay, there you go. Yeah. We'd own the podium. Okay. Terry.
You'd probably build it, too.
There we go. Exactly. And we'd own it.
Exactly. By the way, these stones, of course, we got that one. That's great.
Yeah, you're getting a real experienced team.
Yeah.
You're getting a family-owned and operated company that takes a lot of pride in their work.
Absolutely.
And you're going to get a value of return on your investment and in the form of an increased home equity or commercial property equity, whatever you're doing on, whatever you're spending your money on.
Let's work on that for just a little bit here because there's no doubt that a well-done driveway, well-done sidewalk, good patio, whatever it's going to be, really does increase the value of the home. And it also, it's very important, and you mentioned it right at the beginning of the show, James, you said, you know, you get in here and you and Sean were talking about the fact that how important the whole look is and the whole street look of this of the home, and you get that vision when you drive up to a place and you come onto a good driveway, you get into a home that that looks like it's really together.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the key.
Street appeal,
Yeah, street appeal. That's what you said, Sean, too. Street appeal is really, really.
You talk to any developer in town, they'll tell you all about street appeal. Like when they're looking at rezoning a place or buying a place and putting up a condo or anything like that, one of the first words that come to their mouth is, does this place have street appeal?
Sure.
How can we make it have street appeal? Because you're never going to sell your house if you can't get people in the front door. It's that simple.
No, quite true. And then also the other thing that's what I like to see about some of the homes and some of the work that you guys have done years is that you go in and not only do you put in a driveway, maybe a sidewalk, maybe a patio, but you also you build spaces in where trees can be planted. It'll look so great when you got a real nice tree or a garden environment that is surrounded by some kind of a stone fixture that it gives it definition.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. You know? We love tying in landscape.
Yeah.
And it's all about making it your own, too. Like, we talk a lot about selling houses, but it's a lot about those days you spend in a nice big patio with your family. You got your barbecue set up, your patio set up, and those are the kind of things that, you know, nice big patio, great area, love coming home to it, love spending time on it, right? Making it yours.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of intangible benefits.
Give us an idea about what you're seeing in the whole building community right now in the Greater Victoria. I mean, I know, you know, it's slow during the Olympics, and that's understandable, and certainly during the wintertime, but are you seeing now more and more commercial projects as well as private projects coming online again?
I'd say there's just a good mixture out there.
Yeah.
It's good, steady work. I see a lot more home renovations, a lot more people improving on their property for that resale value, for that street appeal.
It's really bounced back. I remember in October of 2008, like, our phones went dead. Like, there was nothing happening and the big panic was happening.
Sure.
2009 was actually, it was a good year for us, like, comparatively. But, I mean, for the construction industry as a whole, it was a little tougher. And now we're coming into 2010, and it's, so far the year started off good, and it looks like it's going to just get better and better.
Give us a feel right now, if you can, about the kind of things that you're finding more and more common in the Victoria era. What are people looking for when it comes to the kind of work they want a company like yours to do?
For me personally, what I'm encountering a lot on my estimates is just the aqua pave, the permeable pavers, the green thing, is that people really are jumping on that.
Real green conscious.
You really see that green conscious coming through, and people are always asking, you know, what are you going to do with our driveway once you rip it up? And we tell them that we're going to recycle it and so on and so forth, where you weren't getting those type of questions a few years ago.
A lot of value questions too. What am I getting for what I'm spending here?
Right.
And they want to know exactly what you're going to do, the process you're going to follow, mm-hmm. like how much you're taking out, what you're putting in. And people are really watching their dollars and cents more. Yeah. And as a company that comes out and competitively prices like us, and our estimates are just fully detailed, all that kind of information, it's...
They're written estimates.
We actually go point by point, bullet by bullet, not a bunch of small type or anything like that, saying exactly what we're going to do, what our specs are, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So you can really, by reading one of our estimates compared to one of our competitors, you can see exactly what we're going to do and then hold us to it.
It must be also, when you run a company like yours, you know, you're constantly upgrading. I mean, you know, you talk about the kind of equipment you've got now compared to, let's say, what you had even 10 to 15 years ago. You've got what, 20 trucks?
About 20
trucks. I mean, for everything from, you know, from a half ton to a three quarter ton to up to whatever it may be.
Tandems.
And you've got all kinds of grading and digging equipment and so on. Is it hard to kind of stay ahead of the market on that because there's so much new stuff coming out and these are pretty pricey pieces of product that you have to buy.
It's all about the quality of our work. And the reason why we do stay ahead of our competition is because we are on the cutting edge of that technology. We go over, we get our training, we come back, we buy compaction equipment that can tell us how compact the ground is.
Yeah.
And that it is about staying ahead of the curve, especially for us.
Yeah. In fact, we just picked up a few new dump trucks.
Yeah.
Did
you?
Adding
James,
a couple
James
trucks to our fleet.
Down. Yeah. He actually bought them from the States, so he got a good deal. Yeah, which is the way to go.
Which we're passing on to people here.
Yeah, well, and then you've got to keep the maintenance going all the time. But I think here's the key. People will say, well, gee, look at all the money they spent. Look at all the fancy equipment they got. Hey, listen, you do a better job in the long run.
Yeah.
You've got all that going for you. So if you do the better job, then you can also give them a far better price. You become far more competitive. And if people spend a little bit more money, they're getting a bigger bang for the buck.
You get what you pay for.
Sure, you do.
And we got the equipment and the experience to deliver the top quality product.
Yeah. I mean, just being in business for 26 years, you know that we've been here for 26 years. We're going to be here for the next 26 years.
Yeah.
And so you're getting that what's made us get to this point, like that's where your money's going, right?
Give me a feel on this issue as well. We're, you know, people may want to get work done and so on in a lot of different areas. Give our listener an idea. What are the pitfalls? What are the things that people should watch out for and things that they should know if they've just moved into a house and they got a driveway, let's say, or sidewalks. What do they look for in what's the first major sign of deterioration aside from a sinkhole?
What to look for really is construction, for one, with permits is extremely important. Talking to your municipal contractors and everything like that. It's municipal employees.
Yep.
It's really important to talk to them. It's really important to make sure everything's done with permits. It's, you got to look at the base and area around it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's important. Yeah.
Drainage is huge.
Drainage is
key. If you see puddles, usually that means that there's been settling.
Yeah. And that can result in cost down the road if you're looking at buying a place, something like that.
Yeah, those are some of the key
factors. So when you see that, let's say somebody had some work done, let's say a couple of years ago, not by you, but by somebody else.
Yeah.
And they see a lot of cracking and a lot of heaving or dippling and that sort of thing. What's happened?
It definitely depends on the surface product you're talking about.
Okay, let's say it's asphalt.
If asphalt's a pretty flexible product, but if you're seeing a lot of cracking, a lot of heaving, it's bad base.
And that's the key.
It comes back to base. Yes. It's base.
So you really got to do the homework and get the base in properly and put that down.
Yeah. I've heard of some people coming in and they peel out these driveways that have heaved and they put a tiny little bit of gravel on there and they pave it back over.
Yeah.
And it looks good for maybe a year or two or three. And it's gone. So, and it's a great back to where it was.
So patching doesn't really do the job.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just think if you're putting this 2 inches of asphalt on top of whatever your surface is, if this surface below the asphalt or concrete or brick doesn't move,
then the asphalt and brick and concrete on top isn't going to move, right?
So yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's that foundation, and that's
groundwork
the key
up.
To a
groundwork.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yep. And that's what will get you a long life out of your driveway.
And what about somebody puts in a driveway and they don't consider, you know, the weight factor of the vehicle? Let's say they've got themselves a great big truck or whatever it may be on the driveway,
yep.
And they're driving at home every day. I mean, most people who are truck drivers are very conscious of that area, but a lot of people don't think, you know, when they put in a driveway, if they've got four or five cars in the family or two or three cars, whatever it may be, if it's not set up properly, that driveway, I don't care whether it's concrete or not, it's not going to hold that weight.
Oh, yeah. RVs, boats, people put those things on their driveway and they're not done properly, and it shows.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. If you're going to have something like one, I guess, point with that is if you're doing like RV or something like that and you're parking it over a long term, it helps if you put down something to distribute the weight load so you don't just have the weight load pressing on one section of the brick or asphalt or concrete, because then that can cause a crack. You know, you could, by having the weight concentrated over a small footprint, you can damage your surface that way.
Do you also have a department within your company that will do the design work for people if they want to have a
your
patio?
Estimator does it with you. So if you phone us and you get me and my brother out there,
and you'll go through it.
We'll start to finish. We dig the ground up. We put the materials in. We help you pick the colors. We help you pick the pattern.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, my friends, Five Star Paving, Interlocking Brick. That's the name of the company. And the telephone number is 544-4994. Sean and James McNulty have been our guests on Talk to the Experts. And you can go to fivestarpaving.com. Got a couple of prizes to give away. You can drop over to Five Star, pick them up. Dave, you won yourself the buckets of balls over at the Island View. As well as Julia, you've got a shot for two to play mini golf over at Island View Golf and Driving Range. Okay. And the guys will contact you. They've got your telephone numbers and all. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, thanks
for
having us, Terry.
Had yourself a very, very successful year in 2010. Five Star Paving, they'll tell you to, well, hey, listen, they may not own the podium, but they'll sure tell you how to build it. Okay?
There you go.
You have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you again. And as they say, go Canada, go.